Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Discover world-class links and breathtaking landscapes. Experience golf where it all began. Plan your dream trip to Ireland today at ireland.com/golf. And by Aer Lingus, the Irish flag carrier. Renowned for its warm Irish hospitality and exceptional service, Aer Lingus flies to Ireland from 19 gateways across North America. For more information and to secure a great fare, visit aerlingus.com. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori and Fraser Thompson, the director of golf for Adair Manor. It's so good to see you again. We had a lovely talk at the U.S. Ambassador to Ireland, Ed Walsh's residence in Dublin, and lots happening in Ireland, right, Fraser?
Yeah, there's an incredible amount of stuff happening in Ireland in terms of golf, certainly as well. Obviously, the Walker Cup going to Lahinch and Irish Open in Doonbeg in the southwest, and obviously, I was in 2027 hosting the Ryder Cup, so an exciting couple of years in Ireland in the southwest, especially. But the whole country will be buzzing for the whole place, I'm sure.
And you've been at Adair Manor for a while. Talk about your journey at Adair Manor.
Yeah, so I started when we reopened in 2018. So I moved over in February 2018. We opened the golf course in April of 2018, and I've been there ever since. So I started off as Andy's number two, and I moved into different roles in that as his number two, but Andy has just left the business now, so I have moved into, fortunately for me, into his position as Director of Golf Operations. So it's worked out obviously great for myself, but we had a great relationship, and he put me in a great position to take over the mantle from him, so I'm excited for the challenge.
You have a little Scottish accent there.
I've got a very Scottish accent, yeah. So I'm from the southwest of Scotland. So like I said, I moved over 8 years ago. So Scottish accent, like the Irish, is quite hard to shift when you're in a different country.
And how do the Irish take to their Scottish friend in southwest Ireland?
Well, listen, we're all good friends when it comes to Scotland and Ireland. We're a great connection. We're very similar the way we live life. It's very relaxed. It's very slow-paced. We enjoy the social elements of life. We enjoy great golf courses, we enjoy great foods, and we enjoy good drinks as well. So it's very, very similar that way.
So Fraser, you know my history at Adair Manor. I went over there and did TV shows. I interviewed Brian Shaw when he was the director of golf. You know Shaughnessy. Now, you know, at Doonbeg all these years. And the Canes, I knew the Cane family. And I remember it was Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed golf course. It was a very kind of woodsy, beautiful rural kind of layout. Talk about the transformation, because it is so different now. And who did the transformation?
Yeah, I mean, the golf course was, I understand, I hear so many stories, like you mentioned the Cane family and Shawsey that was there. I hear so many great stories and fond memories of Adair Manor. Since it was reimagined in 2018, it was Tom Fazio did the redesign. So as a golfer, I mean, you walk the same direction. It's a very similar golf course. So the golf course was very good. We did change the type of grass that was used. We put sub-air down underneath the greens. We changed the fairways to a rye grass. So in terms of the golf course, we really look to have that pristine playing condition now. We have severe fall-off areas where the surrounds are now cut to 4.5 mils, so you can kind of understand what that looks like from looking from a distance. It very much looks like a green from a distance, but you're almost chipping off a putting green, which just is a testament to the conditions of the golf course. But like I said, it's a very similar walk you'll do. There was some trees put onto the golf course, there was some trees taken away, and that was just purely just for visibility of the manor house. We're obviously extremely famous for having an incredible 103 bedroom manor house now, and visually, aesthetically, it looks incredible. So any opportunity we can get to expose that on the golf course, we do so. The hotel itself was added around 50 rooms to it since the Cane family. So we're now, like I said, 103 bedrooms. And it's very much, we encourage stay and play with us because it's very much part of our experience. We want you to wake up and have breakfast in the gallery room. We want you to come over to the golf course and enjoy the driving range and meet your caddy. And then afterwards, if you want to go to the carriage house or have a fine dining experience in the oak room, that's something that's part of the experience as well. So that's what we really look to drive, is curate golfers' and guests' experiences at Adair Manor.
very special property, and the manor house is extraordinary. Even if you don't play the golf course, just staying at the manor house is just a very special experience. Tell me a little bit of the history of the manor house.
Yeah, as you have to see it to believe some of the aesthetically pleasing and beautiful images of the manor house. I mean, we've got an incredible marketing team, and you can see the pictures online, but it really doesn't do it justice until you get on site. When I first moved over to Adair Manor for the job interview, I didn't know a huge amount about it, but I remember walking to my interview to the manor house and saw it for the first time, and I thought, if I get this job, I can't turn it down. But what has been really important is to keep that, maintain the history around the place. So the manor house itself is obviously, has done Raven family owned it, which was changed into a resort from the Kane families in the 90s. And now we've obviously developed it as a resort as well, so added those 53 bedrooms. But you still get that feeling that it's very much a 17th century building. It's beautiful inside, but it still feels like, you know, you're in a family home. We don't want you to feel in it. You come in, you're in a hotel. It's very much a warm welcome to Ireland and to Adair Manor when you set foot inside the manor house itself.
Can you talk about the extraordinary man who owns Adair Manor?
Yeah, Mr. McManus is, if you speak to anyone in Ireland and abroad, there's nothing but good words said about him. It's a family that are extremely passionate about what they have at Adair Manor, and that really filters through to the staff. We want to make Adair Manor great for them, and they are constantly looking at ways to invest in the resort and look to improve the resort. So things we've recently put in is, we opened up the Harry Lowe's chocolate shop, which is a chocolate experience shop. We're opening up a sushi restaurant next month as well. So they're constantly looking to invest in ways to improve our guest journey. And like I said, we see that when we're working there, and we believe it as well. So we're hugely passionate about what we do because they are as well. So it's an easy job for us.
Does JP McManus visit often?
He does, yeah, but they are quite a lot in the summer. Very unassuming person, but a great character. And like I said, he loves the place. He's an amazing person in terms of he wants to know the staff members, so he always wants to call you by name. He'll always say hello. He'll always say, how are you? So, yeah, he's a great man from that perspective. And like I said, we all understand the mission statement of Adair Manor, and we all enjoy being part of what we can curate as journeys for guests.
Exciting, the Ryder Cup. You are hosting, the Adair Manor is hosting the Ryder Cup in 2027. That's just phenomenal. What's being done now to accommodate all the people who are going to ascend on Adair, a tiny village in the county of Limerick?
Yeah, so obviously extremely exciting, first and foremost, to be able to host it. I mean, you know yourself now, Anne, that it's one of the biggest sporting events in the world, not just golf events. And the audience that it captivates now is not just golfers. So it's incredible, and the whole team atmosphere is slightly different to what we see week in, week out. In terms of the logistics, the European Tour are great. They're on site a lot just now. They're looking at ways to improve the transport side of it. They're looking at ways in which we can encourage accommodation numbers and house people around there. So logistically, it seems like we're building a bypass actually as well, which is great for the village of Adair, not just for the Ryder Cup, and obviously opening the train line as well. So there's a huge amount going into just making sure that the transport's an important one. I think in years gone by, you can see it certain, you know, maybe golf courses have held it in the past, transport has been an issue. So that's something we're looking at to make sure that that's a bit more seamless from our point of view. And the village itself, I always talk about the village. It is a beautiful little quaint thatched roofed cottage village, and they're so passionate about what they have there. They maintain it like it's in a resort. So the people of the village, so I know when they'll have people come onto it, they'll still want to have that little atmosphere of warm welcoming and make sure it's elevating the experience of golfers and guests coming to watch the Ryder Cup.
Well, they block off the roads for in the village of Adair.
I'm not 100% sure in terms of the logistics around that. I would imagine it'll be very much dominated by park and ride. So we have built on site, we have our bus turning station inside, and then from a logistical point of view, I'm sure the Ryder Cup will look at it from every angle just to make sure that, like I said, it's as seamless as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a beautiful, charming village. It's a very special place in itself, the village of Adair. Well, continued success. Good luck with all the prep. I'm sure we'll be talking more in the future. It's an exciting time to be a golf fan in Ireland and to be working in the golf business in Ireland and to be in your position as director of golf at Adair Manor. Thank you so much, Fraser, for joining us.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IBCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IBCool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.